Imagine you run a rock club in a big city, like Los Angeles. You've got a problem. Monday nights are always dead. So you pick a young up-and-coming band, and you give them Monday nights for an entire month. After all, you've got nothing to lose, and the bands have everything to gain. As NPR's Neda Ulderby reports, these so-called rock residencies are catching on.
The Echo is a cool little club on the east side of L.A., just grimy enough, with dark blue walls and a crowd that on a recent Monday night included movie stars, Casey Affleck and Joaquin Phoenix, bobbing their heads to an all-girl band called The Like. The Like have a lot going for them. They're cute, their music is poppy and accessible, and they're extremely well-connected. One is the daughter of Elvis Costello's drummer. As for that lead singer, Zee Berg, her dad is a famous A&R guy. But Berg says fathers do not get you fans. That's why you need a residency.
Residencies are an extremely worthwhile thing to do, particularly in this town. It works.
Yeah.
It's actually bizarre how much it works. I sort of didn't expect it to, you know, be as effective as it was.
Effective in terms of building audiences. And that's absolutely necessary in an age of dismal record sales. Financial success depends now on playing live and selling merchandise at shows. During this residency, The Like picked up hundreds of new MySpace and Facebook fans, at least according to Berg and her bandmate, Tennessee Thomas.
Every week of this residency, I think, has been better than the last, and it's been really fun.
Well, having it be free as well is a bonus.
Yeah. I like anything free, really.
Free is key. One of the points of residencies is luring in audiences by not charging a cover. Clubs have always made most of their money off of drinks, and they can count on bands bringing thirsty friends. But no one I talked to in line outside knew The Like. Yasmin Khatib and Freddie Janney came for one reason only.
Because it's free.
That's pretty much it. Not having to pay.
And it's free.
That last guy is Randall Roberts.
And I'm the pop music editor at the Los Angeles Times.
Roberts says because rock residencies last for an entire month, there's time for bands to build serious word of mouth. Exhibit A, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, here playing at an old downtown theater in a 2009 residency. From week to week, the residency grew more and more popular. Roberts says it became a game changer for the band.
By week four, they had fully established themselves as a Los Angeles band worth paying attention to.
Exhibit B, local natives. LA Times pop music editor Randall Roberts remembers when that once obscure band moved from Orange County to take a month-long residency at a club called Spaceland.
By week three or four, the lines were all the way down the block on Silver Lake Boulevard, and it was the moment in which local natives, it seems to me, went from an Orange County band to a Los Angeles band, and now in the last three or four months, they've gone on to be kind of a really buzzworthy national band.
Monday nights, residency, especially at Spaceland in the beginning, they didn't choose bands that could draw. It was more them helping bands out that didn't draw because the crowd's going to be there.
Because it's a free residency, says Brian O'Bear, the lead singer of Exhibit C, a band called Silver Sun Pickups. This vulture perching right off screen. It's better than whispers, chaotic things. And the wheat's turned quick into bullying. It's so easy to see everyone can agree. Stop listening. Brian O'Bear says lots of people came to theirs, knowing club managers pick better than average bands for residencies. Silver Sun Pickups got paid only in drink tickets, but the exposure helped them land a gig touring with a much bigger group, Muse.
Maybe it didn't get us signed or anything like that, but it definitely gave us the confidence. This gave you an opportunity to play every week and to really kind of get a feel for playing on a regular basis.
In some ways, residencies are nothing new. Jazz musicians used to set up shop in clubs for weeks, but now rock residencies lend credibility to bands like The Like. Their Monday nights at the Echo helped establish bona fides for musicians who needed to prove they're more than just born into the industry princesses. And after this residency, people might actually pay to see them next time. Netta Ulibi, NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.